Good afternoon, brethren, and happy Sabbath. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 says, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. When you read some accounts in the Bible, and you try to reason it out logically, some of them appear not to make sense. Because God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Who could have ever imagined that a mere rod can be stretched across the sea and the sea parted and formed walls for people to pass on dry ground? Who could have ever thought one man can use the jaw of a donkey to kill thousands of men? Who could have imagined that? And who could have also imagined that a virgin could become pregnant and deliver a baby? And when you also consider the launch of a little boy, who could have ever thought such little quantity of food can feed thousands? All these are possible simply because God is in it. With God, simple things can become supernatural things because He is sovereign and all-powerful. So, brethren, to introduce the title for my sermon, please go with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4, reading verses 1 to 2, and then verse 20, and then 17:9. So let's start with Exodus 4, verses 1 to 2. Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. So my title is from this verse, what's in your hand? What is in your hand? So, brethren, throughout the Bible, God consistently works with people that appear to be not so powerful, not so influential, and make them to become powerful and influential people simply because they yielded to God. So the whole point of this sermon is for us to demonstrate that God uses ordinary people and ordinary things that are fully surrendered to His use and purpose to accomplish extraordinary purposes, and to also encourage ourselves to yield what we possess to God's use. And it might not necessarily be a thing, it might even be our character, resources that we have, our time, our money, talents, and so on. Now, let me try to create an analogy with the modern thing. Look at the phone we carry about every day. In the hand of someone, that phone is nothing but entertainment tool. In the hand of someone else, it is evangelism tool. And in some other person's hand, it is a tool for education. That means people use the phone they carry in their hand for good or for bad purposes. So, but for us, as children of God, whatever we have, even our phone, and Let me also tell us something that, although I know that it may not happen here in America, but in Nigeria, there are some churches that don't allow people to use Bible app on phone. If they see you opening the phone during service, they seize this from you and return it to you after service. Why? Because some people have abused it. Can you imagine people playing games while someone is going on? Not children, mind you, adults. That is why some churches make it a policy. Come with your physical Bible, not Bible app. So I hope there are no people that do that here anyway. So, brethren, let's look at three examples of ordinary people that God used ordinary things that they surrendered to him, and God used it to do supernatural things. So the first example is Moses, like you have seen. Now, when God called Moses, you know, we know the story. He was coming up with different excuses. I cannot talk very well. I am a stammerer. And called this, you know. But for all those excuses, God has a solution. Now, for us individually, it might even be your doubt. Maybe you are doubting certain things. You have certain fear about some things. Surrender it to God, and God will turn it around for something else. Now, the rod of Moses, let's go to verse 20 of chapter 4. And let's see what God can do with whatever you yield to him. Exodus 4, verse 20. Then Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey. And he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. That is what God can do with whatever you yield and surrender to him. He turns it to an instrument in his own hand to do supernatural things. And if you go to Exodus 17, verse 9, Exodus 17, verse 9. And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God." It was that rod of Moses, mere rod, that has turned to the rod of God, because it was yielded and surrendered to God's use. And we also know the story of different miracles that God wrought through the rod. It was used to part the sea. Not the rod, it was the power of God. We know that. The rod was used to bring water from the rock. The rod became snake and swallowed the snake of Pharaoh's magicians, and so on and so forth. So let's look at another example, David's stone. How God can use simple thing and do supernatural thing. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, 1 Samuel 17, verse 32 to 51, that's a very long one, so we're not going to be going through all this. So we just pick a few. 1 Samuel 17, starting from verse 32. Okay, let's start from 33. "And Saul said to David, 'You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth.' 34. But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it.'" Let's jump to verse 44. "And the Philistine said to David," that's Goliath, "'Come to me, And I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. David acknowledged that he was able to deal with lions and bears and wild animals, not because he was so strong. David was just a little lad, very skinny, not even so hefty like a Goliath. The warriors of Israel, they were even afraid to face Goliath. But because of the confidence that David had in God, he was able to face the Goliath. In fact, he became so angry when Goliath was defying the God of Israel. So, brethren, what we need to learn, the story I'm trying to bring out from here, we know that David only killed, Goliath with just one stone. Is it the stone that killed Goliath? No. It was actually the power of God working in that stone. It was not as if David relied on that stone. No. In fact, King Saul wanted to dress him with his armor garments. He said, no, I can't go with all this. But he confirmed and testified that it is God's battle. So one stone was actually used to kill a giant. But it is not the stone we know. It is the power of God in that stone. And lastly, let's look at the lunch of a little boy that was used to feed thousands. In the book of John, chapter 6, John chapter 6, from verses 4 to 12. John 6, verses 4 to 12. Sorry. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Let's jump to verse 8. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there were much grasses to the places in the place, but so the men sat down to number about 12,000. 11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Again, we know the story very well. If that boy had said, this is my lunch, it's barely enough for me, why will I share it with anyone? But he yielded it for God's use. Time will fail us to begin to look at so many. When Peter and his brothers yielded their boats, for Jesus to use for evangelism, despite the fact that they have toiled all night and couldn't catch any fish, but because they have yielded their working implements to God's use, they now had what? Net-breaking catch. So in summary, God can use simple things, ordinary people yielded to him to do supernatural things. And in conclusion, as it was in those days, today, God's question still stands. What's in your hand? Again, It could be something you hold in your hand, your phone. It could be something you possess, or it could be your character. Even if you have some bad attitude that you are struggling to overcome, I mean to change, surrender it to God, and He will take care of it and help you to overcome that bad habit. You don't have to struggle. Just surrender it to God. Now, a seed kept in a pocket never becomes a tree. Only what is released can multiply. So when you place what you have in God's hands, the ordinary becomes extraordinary.